We want to look in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. And we've titled this message, An Unknown Mother's Faith. An Unknown Mother's Faith. And so we want to begin reading with verse 21 of Matthew chapter 15. And if you spend any time at all reading through the Gospels, Jesus is always doing something. Jesus never, he was always teaching, he was always showing, he was always helping, he was always encouraging, he was correcting, he was doing all these things, but it didn't matter where he was, it didn't matter, where on his journey or where on his footsteps, where his footsteps took him, he was always teaching and he was always helping and he was always encouraging. And this is no different. So I want to begin reading with verse 21 of Matthew chapter 15. The Bible says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and a woman, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Think about those three words. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And verse 28 says, Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that hour. Let's pray. Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done in our lives. And we thank you for the job and the position that you have given mothers. We realize that that job is never really finished. And how that, Lord, we know that mothers love their children and they care for their children. And Lord, you've orchestrated that position. And Father, we want to honor all the mothers, but we also want to help the mothers and all those that listen this morning. And Lord, you know the passage of scripture that you've laid upon my heart. So, Lord, I pray that you'll speak through me. And, Lord, if there's anyone here, whether it be a mother or not, if there's anyone here that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, help them to realize the only hope that anyone has is Jesus. So, Father, I pray that you'll help me, help those that listen, help those that will be listening online. And, Lord, we give you the praise for all things, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Isaiah 66, verse 13 says, As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye be comforted in Jerusalem. God used an example of a mother to explain his compassion that he has for his people. He compared himself to a mother. He compared his comfort to a mother's comfort. And there is nothing like a mother's love. There is nothing like a mother's compassion. There is nothing like a mother's care. And there is nothing like a mother's dedication to her children. And as we look on as individuals, we see maybe the life that they are living or the things that went on in their life or that's going on in their life, and we may kind of raise our eyebrows sometimes, but not a mother. A mother's going to love her child no matter what that child may have done or what that child, the mistakes they've made or that they're making. And that mother's still going to love that child. But what about a mother's faith? How important is a mother's faith? Well, this morning I'd like to spend a little time with this unknown mother. But her faith stands out. Her faith stands out that we could learn a lot about this unknown mother. You see, we don't know a lot about this mother. We don't know her name. We don't know what she looks like. We don't know where she might be living. We don't know how many children she might have had. But we do know that she wasn't a Jew. And that she was lived in an area that there was a lot of evil and a lot of wickedness that was taking place, especially during that time period. We also know that this woman was in a very helpless situation. She was very helpless concerning her child. She was concerned for that child, and a mother will always be concerned for that child. You know, I can't explain it. I don't understand it. But I have a sister that for one would say abandoned my mother. And she went 30 years and never spoke to my mother. And my mother passed on grieved over my sister. And I don't understand it. But I will say this, my mother never stopped loving her daughter. She never stopped caring. She never stopped praying. I know that for a fact. She never stopped. And things happen in people's lives that we can't understand, but yet our focus is on the mother. Not on the situation or not on the things that we can't understand, and we look and we say, how can a person do this? We don't know. But the focus was the fact that my mother never stopped loving her daughter. Never. And this mother was the same way. You see, she was very helpless to do anything for her. She couldn't do anything for her. You see, we like to fix things. When a child falls down and gets hurt, most of the time, more times than not, a child will run to the mother. Now, why is that? Well, first of all, you run to the father, and the father say, all right, you'll be all right, shake it off. But a mother will go, oh, and she'll pick that child up, and she'll clean that wound, and she'll doctor that wound. And she'll take care of that child. This woman was in a helpful or a helpless situation. You know, there's some things in life that we can't change. As hard as we try and as much as we want to fix things and as much as we want to make things better, there are going to be some things in life that we can't fix. And this woman was faced with that particular situation. She couldn't fix the issue with her daughter. And I'm sure that it was very hard for her to watch that child go through what that child was going through. And I'm sure this mother went through great lengths to try to help this child. We also don't know what caused this issue with the child. Could it have been that, and these are just thoughts here, could it be that that child was where she shouldn't have been? hanging around with the wrong crowds, doing some of the things that she shouldn't done, and all this transpired. Maybe not, the mother could have warned that child, don't do that, and the child did it anyway. We don't know, but I guess my point is this, that no matter what caused this issue, we know the Bible says plainly in verse 22 that that child was vexed with the devil. And that mother knew that she could do nothing to help that situation. But there was something very special about this mother. There was something very special about her. It wasn't her wealth, because that was unknown. We don't know her wealth. We don't know her financial situation. It wasn't her bloodline, because she wasn't a Jew. It wasn't her home, because we don't know where the home was. We don't know what kind of place it was. It wasn't the home. But what we know about this woman that makes her special is her faith. Her faith. That's what made her so special. And we have that before us this morning. And we can learn a lot from this mother and her faith. Her faith was what made the difference in her child's life. It wasn't the money, it wasn't the finances, it wasn't the home, it wasn't the place that she lived, but what made a difference in that child's life was her mother's faith. And that's the same thing that makes a difference in a child's life today, is a mother's faith. I watched my own mother just like you watched your mother. And as I make mention about some things about my mother, I want you to think about, to see if you can relate to any of this. I've watched my own mother sacrifice to do without so her children could have. I've watched my mother help each one of her children in various ways. And as hard as it may be, and as much as you may try, some children may need a little bit more help than others. And it's very hard, if you have more than one child, it's very hard to help all of them the same, but the love is the same. Because a child needs something different, and every child, and that's the unique thing about a mother, is a mother knows every child for who they are and what they need. And I've watched my own mother help each one of her children, even when maybe we were kind of in a helpless situation. And I'm sure that my sisters would say what I'm getting ready to say, but there's been times in my life that I regret that I didn't really treat her with the respect that she needed. And many of you could agree. But when she told me, and she stood up before a congregation of a church in Greensboro, and I had started back the church, and they were having a testimony time, when she stood up and she said, "I want to thank God for saving me. And I want to thank God for answered prayer." And I was sitting about two rows in front of her, and she said, and I looked back at her, and she said, "Right there's the answer to my prayer." Now, it embarrassed me, because I was a teenager. It embarrassed me. It made me feel like crawling underneath a pew. But I look back now, and I say, thank you for that prayer. Thank you for that prayer. There are three areas that we could learn about this unknown mother and her faith. First, and I hope that we can say the same thing. And if we can't, I hope that we can start applying our own lives to this. First, she had faith in Jesus. She had faith in Jesus. She knew who he was and that he was the only one that could help with her child. Second, she never gave up. She never gave up on the obstacles and the things that were in front of her. She never gave up and she kept going to Jesus. And third, she loved her child and it showed. Those three things. Faith in Jesus, never give up, and love your child at all cost. Love your child at all cost. Let's visit this woman's life here just for a few minutes this morning. First of all, verse 22 tells us the problem. A mother's reveals her problem. In verse 22, he says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." She was a very troubled mother. And it's amazing to me how that we as growing up, as children, don't realize sometimes that we trouble our mothers. That we trouble our mothers. She was a troubled mother because of the condition of her child. I would think that she would have a lot of restless nights. I would think that she would have a lot of restless hours, a lot of sleepless nights, very tired with the mind. You know, a lot of times there can be a physical tired, but a lot of times else, mental tired can be a whole lot worse than physical tired. Because if this mother would be like any of you that are out there that are mothers and even fathers for that matter, if your child is struggling and your child is hurting and your child is in a bad way, then you're going to be mentally drained because you're going to try to figure out, if I do this, maybe this will help. If I do that, maybe that'll help. And you're just looking for some kind of glimmer of hope. And you become very restless with the situation. And this woman, I'm sure, was very restless with her situation. Very restless with her daughter's condition. She worried about her child. You can imagine her mind would have been very heavy. And I would imagine also that maybe everything that she had tried in the past didn't work in any way. Night and day, she would be thinking about her child. And if she got any sleep at all, she would probably wake up thinking about that child that is hurting, the child that is in pain, the child that is in this condition. The Bible says that this child was vexed with the devil. And that word vexed means troubled with a great devil, troubled in a great deal. And that mother was helpless. And let me insert this. Let me pause just for a minute. And let me remind everyone, and I hope you're just as convinced that I am, that Satan is on the attack. Amen. Satan is on the attack. And there's three things that the Satan wants to attack more than anything else. More than our government, more than the condition of this world. But there's three things that I think if Satan thinks that he can get a hold of, it'll make all the difference in the world for him. One is marriage. Satan is on the attack with marriage. People have no idea the meaning of marriage and marriage between man and a woman. Second, Satan is on the attack with the family. He's trying to destroy the family. And we see this every day. And third, he tries to attack the home. And if he can get a hold of all those three things, then he feels like he's won. Marriage, family, and the home. And when he's dealing with family, and when he's dealing with the home, He has to be focusing on the children. The children. You don't have to look very hard or very far to see what's happening today with children. I wonder sometimes the condition that we are in today isn't not necessarily the individuals of today, but it was the individuals of yesterday. And how Satan was on the attack even in prior generations to get us to where we are today. So what can we do? Keep our children close. No matter how young or how old they are, keep our children close. And we need a faith like this mother. That's what we can do. We need a faith like this mother and bring them before the Lord no matter what age they are. Never give up. Never give up on your children. Never give up on what Jesus can do in a person's life. Never give up. So we see the condition. We see the problem. We see the plea that she's given. Second, she went to Jesus. Verse 23 says, or she actually says it in verse 22, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he says, the Bible says, and he answered not a word. Now we deal with obstacles. You know, giving and praying one time is important. But if you make a situation or a circumstance or a problem, we need to pray more than once. And we don't need to give up. And she found some obstacles. First obstacle that she dealt with was the fact that it seemed that he didn't hear her. But let me rest assured, he heard her. He heard her. Just because he didn't answer right then doesn't mean that he did not hear. So let me challenge you this morning. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. It seemed he didn't hear. He just didn't answer at that time. Never, never, never give up. Never give up. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Do you believe the Bible this morning? Our faith is so important. She never gave up on her child. She never gave up on her praying. And most importantly, she never gave up on Jesus. She never gave up on Jesus. The second obstacle that she had were others. How many times do other folks seem to get in our way? They'll tell you about this or they'll tell you about that. And one of the worst things that somebody can do, and even though they're trying to be helpful, one of the worst things that they can do, if you're getting ready to have surgery and they're trying to be an encouragement to you, and they'll say, well, my great-granddaughter's niece had that same surgery and it didn't go so well. They died. Thanks for that. The second obstacle she had was the disciples, the followers of Jesus. They said, send her away. She wasn't one of them. Send her away. She wasn't a Jew. She came from a bad group of people. She had a troubled child. We don't want any of that here. You know, it's easy to be guilty of that same thing. When we see someone in a bad way, the first thing that we have a potential of doing is we try to run away from them instead of trying to help them. We try to run away. We should never take the disciples' approach when we see one in a difficult situation. the obstacles that she had before her was Jesus didn't answer right off. The next obstacle was the fact that the disciples wanted to send her away. And third, she could have let these things defeat herself. I wonder how many times, if we are honest with ourselves, how many times do we defeat ourselves when we really don't? We say we give something to the Lord, but yet we take it back. And we don't really truly give it. We try to fix things ourselves. See, this woman was in a situation to where she could not fix it. She could not do anything. And therefore, she had to give everything to Jesus. She had to give everything. She had to give the whole situation. She literally had to give her child to Jesus Christ. But she didn't defeat herself. She could have just stopped. She could have said, it's not going to work. She could have looked around and saw the attitude of the disciples, and she could have looked around and you know, our mind, you know, there's a commercial that used to go out, and I don't remember what time period that was, but there used to be a commercial that would go out, "A mind is a terrible thing to waste." Well, there's something else about the mind. The mind can get you in trouble. Amen. It can get you in trouble. Because when you start thinking and thinking and thinking, things will come up in your mind that don't even exist. Things will come up in your mind, and you could, if she would have allowed those things and those obstacles to get in her way, that child would not be healed. If she would have allowed the discouragement of the disciples saying, "Send her away," if she would have allowed that to get in her mind, "Well, they don't care anything about me." But let me remind everyone this morning that it's not about anyone else, but it's about Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that matters. And she realized that if her child was going to have any hope at all, it had to be Jesus. It had to be Jesus. And she didn't let defeat come from herself, from within, because she could have given up, but she didn't. She didn't give up. She could have said, "Well, he didn't listen. He didn't answer." And she could have turned and walked away. But no, her faith was in Jesus Christ, and her love was for her child. Why do you think the reference was made that I read to you just a few moments ago, when God talked about comforting His people, He compared it to the comfort of a mother? Because He knows and knew how strong a bond is with a mother and a child. And that faith made a difference. She didn't let defeat come her way. She knew she wasn't a Jew. She knew that. But she came to Jesus anyway. And the Bible even says that she worshiped Him in verse 25. But I think what made all the difference in the world is three words in verse 25 that said, "Lord, help me. Help me." She cried for help. She cried for help. She was willing to take whatever crumbs fell from the table as long as it came from Jesus. As long as it came from Jesus. As long as it came from the Master. She didn't have to sit at the table. She just wanted the crumbs that He would give out. Let me tell you something. Those crumbs are more powerful than anything that you could imagine. More powerful than anything that you could have imagined, because they came from Jesus. And then lastly this morning, the response. The response. verse 28. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. The Bible says that her daughter was made whole that very hour. Only Jesus can do that. She had faith in Jesus. She never gave up. And she loved her child. Faith in Jesus. Never gave up. And loved her child. And although we don't know much about this woman, and although we don't know what she looked like, we don't know how many children she had, we don't know any of those things. But the most important thing we do know about this unnamed mother is she had faith in Jesus Christ. Do you realize the unknown mother shows us these three things? I can apply all these to my life if I focus on my relationship with Jesus. You know, we can make all the money in the world and we can make a name for ourselves and we can do all these things, and all those things are important within their own self. But you know, the most important thing is what you're doing with Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. Is how is your relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you where you need to be with Him? Do you know Him? Do you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know Him as your personal Savior? And I'm not talking about someone saying, you know, you go out visiting now and you knock on someone's door and someone say, oh yes, I'm saved. I was saved way back. Whatever answer they give. And it's not that you're not doubting because that's between them and the Lord. But what about that? What goes on with salvation? And that's that faith in Jesus. What about that life that is pointing to Jesus? You see, this woman had a faith that was very strong. But there was a driver of that faith. And that driver of that faith was her child. You see, she came to the realization that she had nothing and that no one could help but Jesus Christ. And I sometimes wonder, and I say this very cautiously, but I sometimes wonder if sometimes we don't have too much and we don't rely on Jesus as much as we should. And I'm talking about society themselves. If something breaks, you go out and buy a new one. If this happens, you go out and do this. If this happens, you go out and do this. But you know, it wasn't like that with this woman. This woman had nothing but Jesus Christ, and that's what's going to make the difference. Is Jesus Christ. And we can apply this whether you're a mother or a dad or just a person in general. We can apply these three things to our life today. First, have faith in Jesus Christ. Do you know Him in a personal way? Have you had a time in your life that you said yes to Jesus Christ? I want you to come in my life and save me. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and that if I was the only person, He would have still died for me. And how many times have we given up in life? Have we given up on a prayer? Or have we given up because it seemed like a prayer wasn't answered? See, we can learn a lot from this mother because she never gave up. And in third, she loved her child. She loved her child. I don't know what need might be in your life. I don't know what situation that you're going through. I don't know. We're going to have prayer tonight, but I'm talking right now, if the Lord is dealing with you or the Lord is talking to you about something, or maybe you look at your own life and you say, I want to be, whether you're male or female, if you want to be, I want to be like this woman. They don't have to know my name, but I want people to see my faith. I want people to see my love. I want people to see that I'm not going to give up, that I'm not going to quit. I want to invite you to come as we have an invitation here in just a few moments. Mothers have love. Mothers have compassion. Mothers have care. Mothers have dedication to their children. But do mothers have that faith that makes a difference? Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, as you challenge our hearts through this passage of Scripture, you challenge us from this woman who is unknown. But how we can get so much from her. Lord, as we have this time of invitation, if there's someone here that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, will you speak to that heart? Cause them to realize the only hope that they have is Jesus. But Lord, if there's someone here that's dealing with their faith that maybe just seems like giving up, help them to come and talk to you and make this decision this morning that I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to keep praying. Help us, Lord, to never want to give up. And Lord, if there's someone here that needs to come and talk to you, I trust that they'll be willing to step out of this crowd and come down and talk to you, because that's where things are done, is talking to you. That's where differences are made, is talking to you. Bless this invitation, we pray. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for all things that's accomplished. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. What number?